Eight precepts illuminate the vanity within. Could you offer some encouragement or reflections on the beauty of Dhamma as a remedy? Thank you. It's actually a classic meditation object, the recollections of Dhamma. And one of the reasons why one, say, uses that recollection or reflection on Dhamma is because of the faith, encouragement, confidence that arises when one considers the directness of the teaching, of that the truth that the Buddha taught, comprehensive penetration of the Buddhas to be able to see this truth, this Dhamma, and then to be able to transmit it. So those kind of recollections are really very uplifting. And so that those recollections of Dhamma, that's their function, is to uplift the heart, to give that sense of confidence. And this is where some reading, study, listening to teachings is a... And going back to the original sources of the suttas, where then one say, oh yeah, that... Yeah, the Buddha actually taught that. And some of these teachings just really resonate in the heart, and to be able to remember them, bring them to mind, and they do give this tremendous sense of uplift and well-being. And that's it's a very useful emotion to be cultivating. Now, sometimes the common depiction of the goal of practice is to be completely cool, non-reactive, unmoving, unshakable, and one forgets to actually read the suttas and the teachings and realize, oh wow, there's this encouragement to delight in the Dhamma, to allow that emotion of kind of a zest that comes up in the heart when one contemplates the truth of the teachings. One of the disciples of Ajahn Mun, Lumpu Khao, and he's highly revered in Thailand. He passed away a long time ago. But in his account of his practice, he speaks of his... realization, his enlightenment, came on reflecting on the nature of rice. I mean, it couldn't be more common in Thailand. But starting to think of that, and how it applied to the Dhamma that the Buddha taught, of that sense of, you know, just in the same way that rice grows from this little seed, and it grows and matures, and it provides sustenance, and then it has all sorts of just from one seed that gets planted in the ground, and then all of this, the rice stalk matures, and then it produces hundreds and hundreds of seeds that can be a benefit to, and it can grow again or can provide sustenance. And then sort of just thinking on the causal nature of something like rice, and then sort of applying it to the way that the Buddha laid out the teachings. And that was the trigger for his own realization and enlightenment. And then that took place up in the north of Thailand. He was living in this little, very, very simple grass hut in a hill tribe village, very, very poor. And then he was saying when he left there, he viewed his hut and viewed his little place and sort of with this tremendous sort of fondness and gratitude and a sense of the heart really being really warm in recollection. Oh, this really served me so well. And this sort of this emotion of gratitude and appreciation. And then he said, I can really see how the Buddha had this tremendous appreciation and giving importance to the Bodhi tree. And that, oh yeah, well, that's exactly why. This is the place where the Buddha was enlightened, under the Bodhi tree. And so that sort of feeling, there's a special feeling towards that, an emotion. So that sense of, we look on the beauty of Dhamma in different ways.